This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Welcome back. Look, at you guys are having a ball, I can tell already, right? Come on, tell me you're having a good time, please. Please. I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of it. And I mean truly being part of the conversation. Hope you guys had a great and safe weekend. I love it when messages pop up when the show starts. Can I get rolling first, please? Thank you very much. But really, seriously, I got some crazy stuff going on. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran's going to join me right after the first break. And I'm sure she's going to. We both have a lot to go over with you. I mean, I'm serious. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. So you know, there's smarter people than I on Facebook, for sure. But up on the regular website, too, we have a live chat room going on there. And I definitely see a few people in there that are smarter than I am. So, you know, you may not even listen to the show after that. You just hang out in the chat room. You know, a lot of you asked me, my mother asked me, actually, over the weekend. Happy Mother's Day. We're gonna discuss... God, we're going to discuss Mother's Day after the break. But my mother and I were talking over the weekend, and she said, why do you stay there? What is wrong with you? And I got to thinking about it. Part of it is because I'm stubborn, and she gave that to me. Who's going to fight if not us? I mean, seriously, isn't that how we lost... You know, we stopped teaching in schools. Why? Because, you know, there are a whole bunch of liberals there. I don't want to fight with them. And no, fight with them. I don't mean physically. Fight with them. Don't stop fighting with them. It's crazy. And don't back down and don't back away. So, you know, after having a discussion with her this weekend, I say, look, Mom, who's going to fight? There ain't that many people out here that are willing to fight. My kids and grandkids are out here. Why wouldn't I be willing to fight? And then this story comes up. Almost like she shoved it in my face and went, really? You want to be there? Why? Apparently California now, or at least the assembly has, voted to allow... God, can't even get it to roll off my tongue, really. They have voted to allow communists to hold state jobs. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? Does it give everybody a warm and fuzzy now? It's just unreal. It never stops here. California ended a decade-old ban on members of Communist Party working in its government after the state assembly approved a bill that would delete references to the party from its employment requirements. The bill's sponsor, Assemblyman Rob Bonta, give you a guess. What party do you think he belongs to? You got it. Democrats. He's a Democrat out of Oakland. Said that California's law should focus on individuals' actions and evidence rather than their political affiliations. or what he termed empty labels. But it's his party that keeps telling people they shouldn't vote for Republicans. It's his party that have actually put out ads warning parents to warn their kids about Republicans, talking with Republicans. Seriously? They can't be trusted. This is hypocrisy at its finest. They never stop. And if you want to talk about an individual's actions, what's at the core of communism? Why would somebody join a club? So you're okay if somebody in the KKK, a grand poobah, whatever they're called, the KKK, wants to work for the state, right? It's just a club, after all. No. The clubs that people belong to, the groups that people belong to, directly affiliate, they have a direct affiliation or direct link to your character. Speaking on the floor of the Assembly, Bonita called the legislation a cleanup bill that removes archaic and outdated references to the Communist Party because they're so loving today. Specifically, those saying that a public employee may be deemed dismissed from employment if he or she advocates or is knowingly a member of the Communist Party. You know, the reason they did that, the reason we dislike communism so much is because it's 180 degrees from I won't even say capitalism. How about Americanism? How's that? Okay? Communism, I know that some people can say, well, you don't know your history. No, you only know tainted history. Communism is so responsible for hundreds of millions of deaths across this country. I mean, across the world. Why would you want to belong to that club? The bill passed 41-30 vote after a debate that touched on the Cold War, the U.S. history of fighting communism, and the potential. Well, see, California doesn't give a crap about any of that. None of that. California's its own place. It does what it wants to do. You can't stop it from doing anything. Laws don't apply to them. They don't care about your kids, you know, talk about the vaccines and dope to all ages. Hypocrites. There's hypocrites. Can't sell cigarettes. Can't buy a cigarette until you're 21, but you can start smoking dope at 16. Okay, makes sense to me. While Bunk called the measure an appropriate step forward, three of his Republican colleagues in the California Assembly rose to speak against the bill. This bill is blatantly offensive to all Californians, said Assemblyman Travis Allen, who's running for governor in the state. He said his constituents included people who fled Vietnam's communist regime. Communism stands for everything the United States stands against, he said. Allen concluded to allow subversives to and avowed communists to now work for the state. How much crack are you people smoking? I'll finish this up with Kimberly Moran on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near near retirement? This book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I appreciate the time you spend with us so much on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you to be part of the... Here we go. I really do want you to be part of the conversation, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Again, I very much do. So, let me do this really quick. Before I bring on Kimberly, let me take a quick call. Doug out of Florida. How you doing, Doug?
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right.
First time caller.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Hopefully you'll be more. What's up?
I just started listening to you. So I'm a veteran and a Christian, and I guess the one thing I want to say with us getting back America and figuring out what we're going to do is it doesn't seem like any time you turn on the TV nowadays, whatever program's on or whatever movie's on, it always seems like they're trying to shove the gay agenda down our throats. But as Christians, You know, we're the hated ones.
Oh, listen, Doug, and did you hear that Disney now is no longer having the Christian concerts there at the park? They're not going to allow them anymore.
Because it offends people.
Well,
people, right?
Yeah, but that's not what they said. They said, because it's, you know, it's an old show, we like to freshen things up. So I said, well, then you're going to bring back a new Christian type of show, right? No. Not at all.
Can you imagine Walt? I bet you Walt's rolling in his grave right now.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's always crazy. You know, we gotta stand up and respectfully. I mean, you got a little forceful, but respectfully, we need to stand up for ourselves. We can't back down anymore. This is getting nuts. Don't you agree?
I agree with you 100%.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man. Have a good night.
You too. Okay, let's bring on another one. Seriously. Kimberly, how you doing? Glad to have you. Boy, do you have a lot to unload about, don't you?
Oh. I'm telling you, we live in the Twilight Zone now. That's the only thing I can put it. We live in the Twilight Zone.
Well, you heard the thing I was just doing a second ago with the, matter of fact, you, I think that's the one you sent me. No, I sent it to you. The one where you've got communism now. You know, you jokingly said, we've always had communists in California. Yeah, but now it's legal. You can actually hire them now. Right?
People were already hiring them. They just weren't so outspoken about it. They just called themselves Democrats. Now they'll be able to switch their party affiliation to what they really are, communists. I mean, come on.
You gotta really think about this. I mean, you think about how many veterans we have out there that fought against communism. They're walking around with limbs missing, okay? Families that have buried loved ones because they were out there fighting against communism because we didn't want it in this country because of what it stands for. And what does California do? I'm telling you, there's something in the ground here. There's something that's permeating.
I think it's something in your water, to be honest with you.
We don't have
the water.
Have you heard?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They cut it off. It's for the fish or the smelt or whatever.
Right.
So you have
yeah.
communist smelt now?
You and I grew up near the same place, right? We used to call them minnows, remember? And what did you use minnows for?
Yeah.
They're bait to catch all the fish. You don't save them. God bless America.
Seriously, what has happened to this country? And it's every state.
Oh,
there are lunatics running the asylum.
So I don't know if you heard today. There's a couple of things driving me crazy about the leak, about the comment made about McCain, right? And so everybody's teed off that nobody at the White House has come out and said, oh, this is terrible. This is the worst thing since, worst thing since the atom bomb or what have you. And then they get mad at guys like me. I got a nasty email from somebody because I said, what about the leak? Listen, here's the difference. I am sure that Obama and Clinton and others had all kinds of nasty things to say about our people. You know, I'm sure everybody was horrified when Justice Scalia died, right? I'm sure. But what about the leak? Isn't this just as bad, just as nasty? You there? Did you hang up on me? I would have hung up on me. La, 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 la. Oh, this is always so. All right, so till she actually reconnects or something. I got to tell you, you know, I look at this stuff and I think about this stuff. And it's like everybody's miffed. I think you hit the mute button. Everybody's miffed about the fact that the person who's made the comment hasn't been reprimanded, hasn't been fired, hasn't whatever. Was it a disgusting comment? Yeah, I don't care who you are. You know, any human being dying of brain cancer, it's got to be bad. It's bad for the family. He has loved ones. Don't give me this crap. Okay? And what you want to do is if you got something to say, you got to say it with your close friends. So, anyway, back to this until I get Kimberly back on. Back to this communism thing in California. And as some of you have said, it's a true statement. I mean, we've had communists here forever. This is really nothing new, people. When you hear how these people talk and the things they say, and the things they say about Americans, right? Yeah, it's infuriating and it's disgusting. You know. Anyway, back to the communists. Because I got to tell you something. When you again think about what communism has been responsible for, think of what it's done to this. Well, not just to this guy, other countries as well. I hear the dog, so I know she's back.
Can you hear me now?
I can't. What is this, Verizon? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Right. Well, so, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you could hear me, though, right? Because my voice carries.
I could hear you.
All right. Yes. So here we go. But I want you to respond. You only got about a minute, and then we'll come back and you can finish it. But I want you to respond to the fact that the only thing that these people care about is that some idiot in the White House might have said something nasty about McCain. And I would like that. An anonymous source. All right. Said something nasty about McCain dying of cancer, but nobody seems to care about the leak.
No, that's a bigger problem than some nasty remark that someone made in private.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. What's going on with these leaks? Who's leaking? Who? Well, they can figure it out because they'll know who was in the room.
They
right?
already know. Yeah, they know. Not the White House, but the people leaking it, they know exactly who it was. He's got to wipe that place clean, don't you?
Oh, you have to, because obviously for national security, but... which we've already seen there's issues with, but you have to, if you're going to be able to run the country and move forward and get your ideas and plans in place, you've got to have some semblance of privacy when it comes to strategizing.
Yeah, I don't know. We are losing our minds. Mainstream media is stuck on a hooker, a pole dancer, whatever the heck she is, and we're hearing nothing, you know, very little except for the nasty part about Jerusalem, We'll talk more about this
after the break. Did you hear about the latest story?
You got to pause. Okay, go. Got to go to a break. Be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Somebody actually told me that the music was dated. Good rock and roll is never dated. Seriously. I'm going to say to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Disco was dated at the time of disco. I don't have to tell you anyway. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And the one, thank God, is only one and only. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kind of kick the week off, get things rolling, get your heart pumping. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Now, come on. Can you imagine it being two of you or two of me? Come on. Nobody deserves that.
Well, I do have a sister.
Oh.
And she's... Yes, I do. And she can be worse than me, but she's not into politics. She's not into politics at all, so I really...
Save both of us. No, it's... Anyway, so I want to get right back to some stuff. I got so much of this stuff that I want to talk about, and I want to try to get through some stuff tonight. You know, you look at what's going on with Trump and his accomplishments, whether you're a never Trumper, an always Trumper, not wanting to be a Trumper, whatever it is... He has accomplished some major things, and you can't, mainstream media can't seem to break away for 32 seconds to mention them, can they?
I'm kind of confused with the whole embassy in Jerusalem, because didn't legislators in Congress pass that bill, that legislation to do that, like in 1995?
Yes, they did. Yep.
And all presidential candidates afterwards, didn't they all say, yes, we're going to do that?
Yep.
So I'm confused as to why people are suddenly mad about Trump actually doing what all the other previous presidents, Republican and Democrat, said.
What candidate has ever done what they said they were going to do when they said they were going to do it? When did that happen? Help me understand. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You were still in diapers when that happened, I'm sure.
So that's why I'm confused. And, you know, the media is slamming it. And actually, pigs flew today because Schumer said it was a good idea. Schumer agreed with it, which I was shocked by. I actually posted a GIF of a flying pig on someone's post.
Well,
but I don't understand all of a sudden the pushback when that's what these people had been saying they wanted to do all along for years, over 20 years.
because they never meant it. You know that as well as I did. They never actually meant it. Right?
Why would they say it, though?
I'm sorry.
Well,
really?
I'm sure they might not have meant it, but... Okay, forget that. They're politicians. Forget it. I don't know. That was a dumb rhetorical question.
They all get up and they all promise to do all these things especially when they run for president. They get in there. Nobody actually. When was the last time that you sat a group of people that actually expected the president who ran for president to do the things that he said he was going to do when he was running for president? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people usually.
Right. Yeah. No. Usually, once the president is elected, people just ignore what he's doing. Even Obama said all these things about uniting the country and blah blah blah, and it was all BS because he divided the country more than it ever was.
We're a purple country. That's what we is.
A purple country.
We were red and blue and just kind of chartreuse along the edges. I don't even know what he was talking about, but. Apparently he didn't. He definitely didn't legislate that way. He didn't govern that way at all, did he?
When he was a legislator, he voted not present, not voting. So nobody really knew exactly how he was going to vote because he did that on purpose so people wouldn't know.
Yeah. No, I always love to say that. You know, they always say you go look up the person's voting record. You go, what voting record? He had none. You know?
No, that was exactly not present. Or present, not voting, is not actually standing up for anything and voting, is what your job is.
Let me give you some left-leaning logic, okay? A former Democratic congressman from Chicago is heading to prison for the third time. Why? Says he's given up on America. He plans to move to Africa after he serves his latest sentence. Mel Reynolds, 66, got 6 months in prison for failing to file tax returns. On more than $400,000 he received for consulting work. He also received a scolding from the federal judge who told a Harvard graduate he could recall thinking to himself in the early 1990s that Reynolds had tremendous promise. He said, it's a tragedy that you're squandered on all these opportunities and you have to end up in prison. Well, he doesn't trust the American justice system anymore, so he's moving to Africa. Right, because he did nothing wrong. He must have gone to the Hillary School of Responsibility, right?
Wait, I'm confused. Did you say he was in prison? He's been in prison three times?
Yes, he has.
So the guy's been in prison three times for obviously breaking the law.
Yeah.
But that's not his fault. And he was a legislator. He was a lawmaker.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So oh my, okay.
Okay.
So,
come on, breathe me.
So a lawmaker who broke the laws. I can't. You can't even break that down.
And he's given up on America because they're sending him to jail for the third time.
Seriously.
You know what I always say, right? The Amazons were right. The Mayans were right. The thing they had wrong though was. Not that we would destroy ourselves, but the Earth started spinning in reverse in December 2012, and now nothing makes sense, right?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm kind of wishing for Smog again, sweet meteor of death. Seriously.
Oh, God.
Take care of this entire problem in one shot.
And then the one you sent me. God bless you. You just did this to make my stomach turn, didn't you?
Which one did I send you?
Oh, Now, apparently, and I sent this to a friend of mine that's on the show every Friday, apparently straight black men now are the white people of black people. Now, I don't know how much crack you got to smoke to have that even make sense, but he said, it feels so counterintuitive to suggest that the straight black men as a whole possesses any sort of privilege, particularly the type of privilege created for a protected whiteness. I mean, the story even starts off sickening, doesn't it? So,
Go ahead. It's ridiculous. If you read the whole article, it's really super ridiculous. They're basically saying black men treat white women straight black men treat black women like they're saying white people treat black people.
Okay.
And I don't. I can't.
Is there a class we can take for this? I mean, seriously.
There probably is. He probably took a class, and that's why he came up with this nonsense.
Oh, God.
Now, I can understand they're talking about, you know, how maybe some black men are treating black women, but what does that have to do with white people? What? Black straight men don't have privilege over black straight women that I know of. I mean, this privilege thing has got to go. They got to stop using these dumb terms to make it pretend like someone has more privilege over another person just because of the color of their skin or their gender or their sex or whatever the way they were born. Yeah, there is some people that are born into privilege because their parents might have money, but you're not privileged just because of the color of your skin or your sexual orientation.
Well, speaking of privilege, right? Now, for Mother's Day, isn't there a school that you just... I heard that. I mean, now, what is it now? You can't be called mom and dad. They have to be called parents. I said to you, when do you think it'll get to parental units, right?
It will get there soon, I'm pretty sure. Yes, there was a school. Hang on, let me just open up the article. There was a school that decided to ban all Mother and Father's Day activities because it wasn't inclusive. Those terms aren't inclusive.
Of what?
I don't know. See, this is what I don't get. And there's other places that have done it, too. Alberta, Canada, the government, has made it appear as though using the words mother and father is transphobic. In another official, Ontario province, the province of Ontario, sorry, they removed the terms mother and father from all government documents because those terms aren't inclusive. So... you exclude 97% of the population because you say it's not inclusive instead of keeping those terms and maybe adding other terms that you think might be relevant.
You mean like O for other?
I don't know.
We'll be back in a minute.
I don't know. Whatever people...
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. I promise.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. It doesn't feel like a time warp. Seriously. Although I feel like I'm around those people most of the time here in California. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. But let me bring her back in. I just want to jump right into it. I always have such a good time when she's on. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Kimberly, where can they find your sweet, well-put-together, calming, right articles that you write on a regular basis?
You can find them at NewHamsturePoliticalBuzz.org or GraniteGrok.com. And you can always, I'm always good for some fun on Twitter at conservative IND.
Yes, that's very true. Oh, God. The lunacy, the craziness just never stops around here. And, you know, in California, it's even worse. But, man, you guys, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts is long gone. They've been totally populated by aliens from another planet, not down south or something, right?
What do you mean?
Massachusetts. Are you serious? There isn't a human being left there.
Oh, There are human beings left there. There are.
Yeah, I know.
There are human beings left there. They're stuck there. They're stuck to their zip code.
Yeah, it's terrible. It really is terrible.
No, you're right. There's certain places where it's like, you know, Chicago, California, New York. There's certain places where the big cities destroy the rest of the state because that's who wins the votes.
Oh, like this.
That's why national popular vote is not a thing.
No, and you see there's a big push on now to get rid of the electoral college. People don't realize, look at, the best way I've ever heard that explained to me was like a World Series, right? The thought was never that they would just take sweeping votes. You've got to win the majority of states, not just, I mean, otherwise you'd only have to vote in what, L.A., San Francisco, New York City,
yeah.
Chicago, and they're all Democrat states.
Right.
Yeah. So,
no, that's explain when you know what when you usually explain to people why the Electoral College was put into place, they get it. Well, normal thinking people get it.
Careful.
But you know the left doesn't. Of course, mind you, if Trump had won the popular vote, they wouldn't have.
Oh, this would be a non-issue. Yeah, it'd be a total non-issue. Let's get back, though. I want to get back to the Mother's Day thing because it's happening more and more. No boy, no girl, right? No, you don't want to talk about parents, because some kids don't have parents. Well, so what? You know?
Well, look, they're changing motherhood. The British Medical Association informed doctors and medical professionals that they shouldn't call pregnant patients mothers because it might insults or people who aren't women.
What?
Okay. I tried explaining
English.
This the other day to my husband. His head was spinning. So trans men who are actual biological women, some of them keep their sexual reproduction organs in place so that they can have a baby in the future. Okay?
Yes.
But they're not mothers, they're fathers, but they had a baby because they're biological women. But so you can't call them a mother because it's not appropriate. And in fact, there's some people who want to wipe out the term breastfeeding altogether because it's triggering, quote unquote, to trans men, because it's not accurate, and it's, you know, it's not really breastfeeding, it's chest feeding, even though they have breasts, because they're actually biological women, and only actual biological women can feed babies.
So I seem to have closed the story, but I did a story the other day about, I think you know about this one, the transgender guy that had his, she had her breast, I get this confused, she had her breast removed because she identified as a male, but she wouldn't have any of the bottom parts removed because someday he thought that he would want to have a baby. So he got married to a woman. They decided they wanted to have a baby. Well, that's kind of hard for a woman to sleep with a woman and have a baby. And so they were artificially inseminated, you ready for this one, for a home insemination kit. I don't even want to know what that looks like. I don't want anybody to send me one. I don't want anybody to show me a picture one. I don't care. Let's just start off there, okay? So I called my buddy who was active in the LGBTQ community. I said, just because I'm not the smartest guy in the room, aren't they just basically lesbians that decide to have a baby? And he said, bingo. It's really that simple. Okay. It does. Go ahead.
But I don't. Okay. But I don't understand why the actual woman who isn't a trans man wasn't the one to have the baby.
Got me.
This stuff. And I read that story, and they had a baby girl. I think that it might be the same story, unless it's a different one. So they had a baby girl, and in the story, don't take what you will away from all that kind of confusion and a little bit insanity, but the trans man who actually had the baby said he can't wait until his little baby girl grows older and she and his wife can bake cookies and cupcakes in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, that's not gender stereotyping.
I know, right?
My wife and my daughter are going to be in the kitchen baking me stuff because they're women.
Oh, God. Oh,
I can't.
Where are the real feminists when you really need one, right? I mean, when you really want one to come out of the woodwork, they never show up, do they?
The funny part is, because I've been doing so much research on all this for the past few years, the big takeaway for me was that comment. It wasn't the whole twisted, convoluted, whacked story. It was that comment.
Well, here's what I was telling you about earlier.
That's disturbing.
Well, okay, how about this one? Can women who have had past abortions celebrate Mother's Day? How? You have no baby to celebrate. And you aborted a blob of cells. You didn't abort a living human being, so how does that work? I mean, how much crack do you have to smoke?
Is someone actually saying that?
Yeah.
Is someone...
Yeah. Yes.
How?
Yes.
Okay.
You
really?
Gotta use all you got to use all your words, okay?
It's really hard to use, well, the words I really want to use, I can't. It's hard. How do you say that it's just a clump of cells and it's not a baby, so that's why you justify abortion, and the abortion activists actually do dehumanize abortion to push that.
Right.
How can you say that at one breath and then in the other breath say, well, I should be able to celebrate Mother's Day because I had an abortion?
But you didn't abort a baby. You aborted a lump of cells.
Right, what do they call it? A clump of cells.
It's just a clump. Happy almost fetus day? I don't know what you would call it, right?
I asked somebody that before, a feminist. I'm like, so if it's just a fetus while it's in the womb, do you have fetus showers instead of baby showers? I mean, is that how it works in the left? I don't know. If it's just a fetus that whole time, because they want abortion on demand up until the day before mother's
you know,
birth, on many cases.
Yep. But you know, that was never the intent of the Supreme Court ruling. It was never meant to be whenever, wherever, however, on demand. It was only meant to be in extreme cases when the mother's life was in danger, correct?
I don't know all the details of that case, but I know that the woman that... was involved in the case has come forward and is totally against it and what it's become now.
Oh,
I don't think anyone intended it to be this, because how could you even believe that's acceptable to just think it's no big deal? And I don't, it's a societal, cultural, Marxist
twist. Really funny how they won't allow this to be talked about. Women from... who had abortion 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you know, a lot of them come back and say, I often wonder what that baby would have been. I often wonder what my life would have been. So don't give me this crap that it's not a big deal. It's, you know, it's not earth-shattering. The mothers get over it. It's a line of crap, because quite a few of them and don't get over it, do they?
No, they don't. And in some cases, there's been scientific studies that, you know, it can hinder a woman having a baby when she wants to later in life.
Right.
So that say she had it when she was. So, you know, it's not as simple as, I'm just going to remove this thing, this clump of cells from my uterus, from my body. It's not as simple as all that.
No.
Although they like to make it so. And that's why I say I wrote about it a while ago. They dehumanize abortion. Because then otherwise people would be horrified if they watched the videos of the little hands and tiny hands and feet that are getting aborted. Because I'm telling you, I watched those videos and I did throw up. I was disgusting. I was horrified. Right. Absolutely horrified.
And that's why
they don't want you to see them.
That's you're exactly okay. Right. Tell people they can find you fast.
GraniteCrop.com and NewHampshirePoliticalBuzz.org and Twitter at ConservativeIN.
All right, that's it. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. We're going to talk about the major U.S. allies celebrating.